Friend to Friend, from an interview with Elder Yun Hwan Choi of the 70 by Tina Dean. Music for the Heart. The Song of the Righteous is a prayer unto me. Doctrine and Covenants, section 25, verse 12. When my family lived in Seoul, South Korea, we were within walking distance of the school my youngest son attended. My wife could have driven him to school every day, but she enjoyed the time walking to school with him. 20 minutes is a long time to talk, so they would often sing hymns and primary songs too. "Would you teach me a song you learned from primary this week?" my wife would ask. Sometimes she knew the songs already, but son Yoon would sing loudly and proudly. He liked teaching his mom his favorite primary songs. They had a good time together on those walks. One day my son observed, "Mom, I want to live in a world where I can hear hymns and primary songs everywhere I go." Many places in South Korea had large speakers that blasted popular songs that sounded very different from the sweet songs my son and wife sang together. Sun Yoon found that singing good songs tuned his mind to enjoy good music. He had good songs in his heart. Our leaders and prophets teach us to listen to good music. We had always read scriptures and prayed as a family, but we added singing hymns to our routine when we heard counsel to do so from general authorities. Since then, we have felt the difference in our home. Little children can feel the Spirit through good music. Singing hymns as a family helps us stay in tune with our Heavenly Father. End of Friend to Friend, Music for the Heart, from an interview with Elder Yun Hwan Choi of the 70 by Tina Dean.